Can you ever think of times when, and I haven't heard many from you at all, but can you ever think of times when you blew a story that you didn't get it quite right?
No, I mean, I've been pretty good as far as that goes, but still what happens a lot of times, you kind of wake up in the middle of the night trying to think, okay, did the other paper back when I was in the newspaper days get a story, or even now, it's like, you know, you have to sweat a lot of times, because sometimes you take chances on stories, you know, you go with sources, most of the time you just kind of report straight fact, but a lot of times, you know, particularly in the tricky stories, you have to kind of sweat through it, because some of the sources will go hide while you wait to find out exactly, you know, you're trying to be a day or two ahead on something, and so you sweat through those days. Now, ultimately, it plays out. You take the criticism, of course, during that time when nobody's confirming it, because, you know, a lot of times when you're talking about teams, they never confirm anything until contracts are signed. Well, listen, this is a fast-paced business. We can't wait for the contracts to be signed. We go when agreements are made or guys are told that they're fired or the guys are done like this. So those are the times where you really have some sleepless nights where you're worried. It's like, okay, are they going to turn on me on these things? But fortunately, you know, in doing this now for about 30 years, there haven't been too many times where I've been blindsided.